The future looks brighter for the housing market, according to stats released today. The number of new homes that builders broke ground on jumped 17% in May. The number of building permits rose too. NPR's Chris Arnold has that story.
For the past 2 years, every month, the housing market looked even worse than the month before. But over the spring of this year, that started to change. And the home construction figures out today are now the latest sign that things are at least a little better than analysts expected. Robert Dye is a senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
It looks like housing is firming up, but not roaring back, and I don't expect that anytime soon.
And what do you expect as far as prices and sales? I mean, you know, what most people probably care about is how much further is their house going to drop in value?
Right,
you know,
right.
What's going on there?
I do expect prices to continue to slide into early next year. We're still at a very, very high rate of foreclosures, putting a lot of downward pressure on prices. We still have way too much housing inventory out there.
Also, unemployment keeps rising, and worries about inflation have helped to push mortgage rates higher, up from around 4.5% to 5.5% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. But Dye thinks that those worries are overblown. New government data today shows that wholesale prices for many goods actually fell in May, so Dye thinks that mortgage rates will drift lower again. William Wheaton is a housing economist at MIT. He thinks that mortgage rates may not fall by much, but he doesn't expect them to go higher.
I think that the Fed will be able to keep at least conforming rates around 5.5. You know, that's still a pretty good rate.
Wheaton also thinks that the housing market is probably hitting its bottom, but he thinks it's likely to stay stuck in the mud down there for, say, another year and a half before prices and home construction start to show any really significant gains. Chris Arnold, NPR News.